Good morning. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. You got it. Guess what we're on? Hang on, guys. That's right. We are back on the air. I am CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, riding along on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Well, we are back. I am back on the air after almost a week, well, basically about a week off. I'm feeling good. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to just magnify, worship our God, celebrate. Every day is a celebration because Jesus paid the price for my sins, your sins, and everyone else's sins. And you know what? Wayne Watson reminds us, even our loved ones, home free. That's right, home free. Wayne Watson.
Heavenly Father, you know my heart. Surely you can.
Amen. And what a sight that'd be when we get up in glory land to be right there with our Heavenly Father and just bowing down before Him and thanking Him for everything that He's done in our life. Well, I want to take a little time out on Sunday morning praise before, friends, before I read a Bible devotion for you. A couple quick announcements. One is I had put on the air on a live cast video yesterday. We no longer have our 1-800 number. We've just been getting a lot of vote for this, vote for that. And I don't ever really bring up politics, but my phone was just, our office phone was just blowing up. Then I started getting scammer calls calling for money and donating for this, donating for that. I had people call from way overseas. I'm not talking about our USO radio network that listened to us, and thank you, by the way, troops. I'm talking about the ones that are just calling to just scam us. So I had to do away with that, in fact, immediately, and that was yesterday. So the best way to reach me for now is, let me just tell you real quick, like me on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Now, I do have a button you can click on there where you can message me on Facebook Messenger, or if you want to Facebook message me, you can at C.A. Hall, C period, little A period, H-A-L-L. You can feel free if you want to do that. You can, send me a message. I just want you to know for prayer. Also, the better way, too, if you want to do that, well, that's the quickest way. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Okay, all that being said, today's Bible devotion on the first one. If you go to the book of Matthew, it's a little short verse, chapter 6 and verse 20. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Now, friends, an old man, a great man of God, laid on his deathbed. He summoned his grandson to come to his side. Calling the boy's name, he said, I don't know what type of work I will be doing in heaven, but if it's allowed, I am going to ask the Lord Jesus to help me build your mansion. You be sure that you send us plenty of the right materials. You see, living a life of purity and love, leading others to Christ, as we share our faith, doing good works in Christ's name. In fact, friends, all of these things, the materials that may be sent on ahead, they can never be touched by the fluctuations in the earthly economy, by the natural disasters, or by thievery. So my question to you all to think about is, what kind of materials are you sending up to heaven? You see, God gives us some materials after we are saved, if you think about it, and after we are going out in the mission field, and we're telling others about Christ. Now, I've gave you guys examples how you could probably, like the ladies could bake something for people, maybe cookies and things like that, especially we're going into the entering in the holiday season. You know, try to get things off of people's mind. It's a very depressing world that we're going through. I've been out off and on all week, last week, and I got to tell you, a lot of depression out there. I was trying to bring smiles to faces despite what I was going through. And I will ask you, for my kids, will you continue to pray for their mom, Lisa? I got a phone call. It was last Saturday, if you don't know already. A family medical emergency. She is back from the hospital, from what her aunt had told me. And so the kids are glad about that, but there's other issues that we need to be praying for the kid's mom for. We all got issues, but, we just got to pray for complete healing. I really can't go into the descriptions, just from what I am understanding and everything. So I do appreciate, personally, from the bottom of my heart, being the kid's dad, I appreciate all your prayers, all your thoughts, all your emails, all your texts. It means the world to me and my kids. Thank you so much. I'm sure their mom, too, as well. All right, we're going to kick it off some more on Sunday Morning Praise. You know, Chris Tomlin sings one. One of my favorites, Indescribable. Good morning. Go get you a cup of coffee and enjoy. We'll be right back. I Belong, building number 429, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Good morning on Sunday, Morn Praise. I am CA, your Christian on-air personality. Thank you, friends. Thank you for the well wishes of welcoming back on the air. I was got great things coming up. I want to remind you to continue to follow us and like us on our Facebook page or on all of my other networks. That would be the main one, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasts. If you still have Google Play and we're on there, that's good. I don't think they have that anymore. And other networks, or you can search me up. Please go to the Facebook page. That's the best way to really catch up with a lot on what's going on with us. Before I go to my next song, and I want to tell you something about Toby Mac here in just a bit. I want to tell you first, this is my other Bible devotions, praying about our problems. The book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 says, do not worry about anything, instead pray about everything. We should. So what do we do when we have a problem? Do not worry. Most of us do though, don't we? And I'm included in that package deal. But does worrying solve the problem? No, it does not. So if worry does not solve the problem, why worry? Well, the Bible account about the book of Hareshai, he gives us an ideal for problem solving. Remember when Hareshai received the letter from the hand of the messengers and he read it, and Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord, as we remember in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 19, verses 14 and 15. Instead of turning to God as his first response, or first resource, I should say. We so often turn to him as the last resort, following Hezra's formula. Turn to God first with your problems, for only he is capable of handling them in a way that will be in your best interest according to his perfect will. Amen? Amen. Well, if you didn't hear the news, I guess it's probably been a couple of weeks now. T-Mac, you know, he lost his son a little over a year ago. He just lost his sister, sadly. I did not have any idea that that was happening. So please continue to pray for Toby Mac and family. I tell you, that poor man, he's been going through so much. But he remains faithful in the Lord and his music. So we're going to play a T-Mac called Everything.
I'm captivated, say it, I'm on a whole new has changed. I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer, 'cause I've been set free. I am a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singer, testifier, 'cause I've been redeemed. I am a believer.
Grant Walker, Believer. I love that song. Now, before, friends, I get ready to close out in prayer. Just seems like there's never enough time on Sunday Morning Praise. As we meditate and get ready for either watching online church or if you're going to your local church, and please, by the way, be safe. I'm feeling so overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit this morning at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. That's where we're located at. And I just wanted to play a song for you guys that I know you're going to really enjoy. So as we meditate with the Lord, this is a song I want you guys to hear. It's one of my favorites. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Whatever week you're going through, as Michael W. Smith Fidessa sings this song, focus on what God's going to do for you for this week. Enjoy on Sunday Morning Praise.
Waymaker.
Amen. That's kind of the shorter version. Of Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, one of my favorites, Michael W. Smith. Okay, well, what can I say? What can I say but this? Let's lead off in a prayer. And again, thank you, friends, for all you do. And we're going to lead off in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you. And we pray for total protection on all of us. Now, there's a lot of us that are sick and not feeling well. And Father, we pray for a gentle touch for you, from you, I should say. Thank you for all you do. Let us have a great week, for we ask it in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Friends, remember, the sun does rise on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E, as I get ready to cut the lights off here at Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.